Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and thank you very much for joining. You are listening to the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. That's my story. I'm going to stick to it. But it is one thing dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. You're changing the world. And we celebrate you on this particular podcast. Thank you so much for what you do. Another great interview. Of course we do. His name is Rob Seahorn. He's the Director of Academic Partnerships for that wonderful company called Cora Physical Therapy. I'm telling you right now, Cora, they're passionate about your success. They treat everyone right. Everybody is welcome. I'm telling you, and everybody is respected. I've seen it firsthand. I've experienced it. And you know what? Everyone is supported to achieve success. And I'm telling you right now, they do. All right, let's get going with the interview. Okay, so we're talking to Rob. We've got really four things in this interview that we're going to be addressing. And the question is, can I continue to receive care? Can I continue to receive my treatment? And in this new world of virus, COVID-19, and the answer is yes. There should not be any real interruptions whatsoever. We address what are they doing in clinic now? Because the doors are open. Let's say I can't get to a clinic. They talk about their in-home treatment. And they're saying, all right, that's good. But what if I can't even get you in the house? Telehealth. Cora Physical Therapy provides a telehealth platform that you can continue. So really, if you're saying, hey, I don't want to continue my therapy, there's no excuse because Cora removes every bit of your excuses and you need to continue your therapy. And then you're saying to yourself, well, if I do, you know, the telehealth, what? I mean, I don't have equipment. I don't have everything. They have launched a store, an online store. It can be delivered to you. It's called Therapy Essentials, and it's an online marketplace. And I'm reading the paper right here. It gives patients direct access to the supplies and equipment they need to continue therapy at home while being ordered to stay in their homes. I'm telling you right now, if you were looking for an excuse to not do your therapy, not doing your treatment, well, Cora Physical Therapy has just removed all your excuses. You can continue. You need to continue. You do not need to give up. And you know, when the Indians interview, you'll see, oh my gosh, Rob's a great guy. He's insightful. He's all that, you know, everything that you can imagine. But the best part of it, is that he's one of many at Cora Physical Therapy that just give. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, what do you mean by that? I'm saying I'm not even getting treated by Cora Physical Therapy, but if I call them and I say, hey, I got a question about XYZ that's specific to this virus or anything, they're the leaders. They're in the middle of this, and they will provide you an answer in a direction whatsoever. I mean, they just do. They're that special. They're that giving. They're that other focus. That's Cora Physical Therapy. Anyway, let's get on with the interview because you don't want to hear me continue on and on and on and on and on. Here's Rob Seahorn, Director of Academic Partnership with Cora Physical Therapy. Enjoy. All right, Rob, thank you very much for joining Radio Cora. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Good to see you again.
Good to be seen again, I'll tell you, which is great. And we're going to jump into what we're going to be talking about. But the last time we spoke, things were quite a bit different than they are today. Yeah, so as we venture into that particular topic matter, let's give us a little background. Give us a background on who you are and just your background a little bit, and then we're going to venture into that topic. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thank you for having me again. I'm Rob Seahorn, a physical therapist and strength and conditioning specialist, and at work with Cora in the capacity of our student program. So I'm the director of academic partnerships for CORA. And what that means is that I work with our university partners as well as our students in helping mentor them both in undergraduate and graduate school.
Very important. I mean, that is it. I mean, that to me is just worth its weight in gold, because I mean, if I was a student and I knew that I could interact with you and understand exactly the requirements and just, you know, get engaged, that would be just fantastic. And don't worry about that beep. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's,
you know, are doing a podcast, so it's not a big deal.
That's right. And, you know, that's an important part in, you know, our CORA's commitment to educating our therapists and providing exceptional outcomes. And so that is grown tremendously over the last year, and a big part of what we talked about the last time we met.
I've never experienced a company that is so passionate about the outcomes. I mean, you guys are truly focused on your patient, the care, and getting them back in the game, whatever that might be. I'm very impressed, and it's a wonderful experience. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now in the world today. Of course, we're dealing with the COVID-19 virus. It has impacted, I would say, 100% of the global population in some way, shape, or form. So, if you're feeling alone, well, that's your problem, because you're not alone. That's for doggone sure.
Right.
In that, what were some of the challenges that from a CORA physical therapy perspective, what are the challenges that you're dealing with? And then what are the responses to it? So let's go down that road.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, it's just a challenging time for everyone. And we've had to rapidly, you know, adapt just like everyone else has, you know, to continue to serve our patients and address their pain and their functional limitations. You know, these conditions just don't resolve on their own.
It's not a switch, that's for sure. Like business, it's like we're fine one day, and then the next day somebody flipped a switch and everybody shut down. And you can't do that with your care.
That's right. Yeah. And so these conditions just don't resolve on their own. So we've had to be creative in the ways in which our therapists are able to deliver care.
And that just brings up, because the reality, listeners, you know, the patients are still out there. They're trying to get better. They can't just all of a sudden shut them down because they're on a path of getting back into the game, whatever it might be. So tell us a little bit about what CORA is doing in light of this new world we live in.
Right. So, you know, CORA continues to serve our communities and within clinic care, in home care, in which we go to the patient's home, and also through telehealth. And so really with the latter two, with in-home care and telehealth, it presents some barriers, you know, for our most vulnerable patients. You know, they're unable to leave their home. And so we needed really a solution to help provide the same type of care that they're accustomed to getting in our clinics when they can't leave their home, both with the in-home care and with the telehealth. And so we've created Therapy Essentials, which is a platform in which our patients can go online to our website and acquire the needed resources that will be utilized during their care in the home and through telehealth. And so we're excited about that. It's something that we feel like is really going to fit a major need for our patients for them to continue to rehabilitate and achieve the outcomes that we expect and that they want.
What do you do to get that message out? Like, okay, you can go to our website at, you know, coraphysicaltherapy.com and go here and get that information. What about some of your patients that may not be as, you know, computer savvy as others? How do you deal with that messaging?
Well, we've, you know, we're in the process, and this is brand new. You know, actually, we had been working on developing this platform for some time and been in discussions. And so we were able to really rapidly move. And that's why we've been able to get this up to speed very quickly, because we'd done a lot of background work. And fortunately, CORA had been preparing to have a platform like this developed. But for our patients that they'll be receiving emails, our past patients will be receiving emails that provide specific information on how to, you know, reach us and be able to get these resources. And then, of course, our therapists that are going into the patient's home will be able to provide the needed information as well. And we'll have, you know, all kinds of social media blasts and information related to this rollout. And we're excited to get this out in the hands of our patients.
For those, are you tracking people who are engaged and the ones that are sort of, it's like, hey, Mr. Jones has not responded, or Mr. Jones, you're aware that maybe he needs a little bit more, you know, interaction.
Yes, we've been in contact with all of our patients. Good. Just number one, checking in on them and making sure that they're okay, because we do really value our community and our patients, and that's something that's really important. So we've been in contact with our patients in a variety of ways, through just traditional good old fashioned telephone calls, as well as our email contact list. So that's important to us. We want to make sure that we are meeting their needs and being able to find a solution that's really going to fit them and help them recover and get back to their normal lifestyle.
Under the therapy essentials banner, you have two, in-home and as well telehealth. Is that correct? Or is there another component to the therapy essentials?
Well, really, as far as we're providing care now, we still have clinics that are treating patients in the clinic. And then the in-home care is where our therapists go in the home. And then telehealth, which is really honestly not a new technology. It's been around for quite a while. And CORE has been utilizing that with our industrial patients for several years now. And so it's been utilized. However, it's gained a tremendous amount of popularity because of social distancing and safe at home type initiatives. And so it is relatively new to the general public, but not really new to us. And so we've got some experience with this in providing this type of care for a variety of different patients. But one of the challenges is really having the necessary items in the home to achieve the same type of quality results that we get in our clinics, you know, and sometimes household items may not just be the most safest or effective tools. And so we really felt like we could provide better resources to our patients. And that's the genesis of Therapy Essentials, in that, you know, we can provide the same quality products that they would be utilizing in our clinics in the patient home.
So a concern that I would have, let's say I'm going for in clinic treatment, because you guys are essential. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been considered essential, and I would go into that in clinic, right? How do you ensure that what's going in is not impacted by the virus in some way, shape, or form? What do you do about that?
Well, that's another important factor is, you know, the products that we have are being direct shipped. And so they're ordered online from the distributor in their warehouse. And that's directly shipped to their door. And so generally takes 2 to 3 days. They're in a clean environment. And so they are shipped directly to the patient, which they can open and utilize. And those items are generally also going to be recommended by their physical therapist. And so the therapist is going to know, based on their diagnoses, where they are in their stage of recovery, what items are going to be most effective for them in their recovery. And I think really also, you know, an important key to that is these are items that they're going to continue to use throughout their rehabilitation. And then as part of their home program, whenever they're done with formal therapy. So it's really a lifestyle type product and an investment in their health whenever they acquire these items. And I think that's an important concept as well.
Does CORE test the clinicians and ensure that if I'm going in-house, if I have a physical therapist come into my house, I'm me as an individual. Am I guaranteed that PT is in good shape?
Yes. All of our therapists, we have strict guidelines on our therapists before we enter a clinic or home. All of the assessment that we go through to ensure that care is delivered in a safe manner. And so everyone is checking their temperatures daily. Of course, at this stage of the game, I don't think anyone's been traveling. Of course, had they been traveling in the past, then we required them to have a 2-week self-quarantine previously. So we're taking the needed steps to make sure that we're providing safe and effective care in home and in clinic. And of course, for, you know, as I mentioned before, for our patients that are vulnerable, you know, telehealth, e-health, those kind of options are out there as well. And that's where, you know, the Therapy Essentials platform is very beneficial, because they're going to be able to have access to those items that really is going to help, you know, enhance their recovery and provide a much better patient experience.
Right. If I get the in clinic, I get the in home, I, you know, because for me personally, I see the interaction with the physical therapist. It's easier for me. That's good. Tell me a little bit more how telehealth benefits me.
Telehealth, you know, obviously with social distancing, that's number one. You know, we get a very thorough subjective, you know, subjective assessment from the patient, which is really basically going to provide us with your current history, your past medical history, what your functional limitations are. There's still ways that we can send the patient, functional outcome measures, which are standardized assessment tools that we can utilize to evaluate how you're doing in your home, for example, how safely you can do certain activities, and then what are your goals of recovery. And then through our objective assessment portion, you know, we're watching you turn your head and evaluating range of motion, watch you elevate your arm above the head, right, or perform functional movements in front of the screen. And so really, from that standpoint, we can get a very good you know, assessment of where the patient stands, and then design a plan of care to help them achieve, you know, their goals. One of the more challenging aspects is, just like we had discussed earlier off air, is just, you know, I can't reach through the screen and put my hands on you or perform a mobilization or that sort of thing. And so that's where, you know, the skill of our therapists really come in, and their communication ability and the ability to explain how to perform certain tasks. But also, again, getting back to the Therapy Essentials component, it's really important to have those tools that they could utilize, such as a pulley for the shoulder to help them range their motion of the shoulder, or you know, specific strengthening resources to help improve strength and function, because in some instances it's really just, you know, hard or impossible to safely perform those activities with any item around your home. It just isn't efficient. And so that's where really in telehealth, and even in home health, the in-home health visit, really the Therapy Essentials can be a vital aspect in the patient recovery and a tremendous resource and tool.
So you're recommending don't go into the refrigerator and grab that gallon jug of milk and do it for curls.
We as therapists have done that kind of thing. I've been doing that kind of recommendation for years. And sometimes the lid's not fully closed and you end up with milk in the floor, or you end up with a bigger problem than you started with. So
now you get to do the mobility one, where you get to get on your hands and knees and just swirl, like wax on, wax off.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So really, we feel like we could provide better resources to our patients than that, better recommendations, things that's going to really improve the patient experience and really enhance the and provide the outcomes we expect as clinicians. And we've done that, again, getting back to tooting our own horn a little bit. You know, we have been researching this concept for a while and talking with our manufacturer and discussing price points and making sure that these are very cost effective for our patients. We understand the climate that we are all living in right now and how challenging it is. So we've done our due diligence to ensure that the products are very cost effective. They're quality products. They're the same type of things that we use in our clinic on a daily basis. So we're very sensitive to that fact.
The question I would have is, it's not an all or nothing. Can a patient select like the telehealth solution, and then on a call like this or on a video thing, and you notice that I'm having a difficult time, whatever, doing, turning my head or something like that, you would probably have the option of saying, okay, hey, I'm coming over to your place. It's going to be the day, and we're going to work on that. That's probably gives you that flexibility, and that's where the cost advantage comes, because you can say, hey, you're doing a great job. We'll just meet next week and we'll do something else, or whatever the schedule is.
Yeah, and you know, the way I look at it too is, you know, there are, through telehealth, there can be some reduced costs because you're not having to travel to the therapy clinic and you're not having to maybe pay for parking or other costs that may be associated with it. So really, in essence, these items are very cost effective. And so you can, you know, be fairly cost neutral potentially. So the therapist, and I think getting back to your point, is just, you know, the therapist is going to be able to make those recommendations for our patients very specifically. And so they're going to say, you know, based on, you know, your limited shoulder range of motion, we're going to work on shoulder flexion. That's one of the key components of your ability to reach up into a cabinet and get out of glass again. And so, you know, we recommend that you go on to Therapy Essentials and purchase one of our shoulder pulleys. And we're going to be utilizing that in our therapy session. And then most importantly, as our patients know, you know, the gains are very critically made during the times they're not in the therapy clinic. It's going to be when they're performing their home program. And so that's a really important part of the recovery cycle. And so, you know, to be able to have access to those resources and be able to make those recommendations based on the individual patient. We're not telling people, you know, you need to get every item on here. It's very going to be very specific based on the therapist's evaluation of them and their individual needs.
It seems to me that the solution that is at core today, I mean, my interruption, my treatment is limited from an interruption point of view, because, well, you have pretty much have the answers. Where do you see it sort of going? Where's the next sort of horizon on what we're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think it's so unpredictable, and I hate to use the term unprecedented, but I know that's getting really overutilized, but it really is. And I think it's almost changing on a daily and weekly basis, and it depends on what region of the country that you're in. For example, you know, here we're still seeing patients in many of our clinics that have low incidences that are healthy patients.
Yeah.
You know, especially patients that have just gone through recent surgeries that do need maybe some more direct hands-on care. For our more vulnerable patients, they're having the options, you know, for in-home therapy, and then of course telehealth options as well. And so, I think everybody's hope is that as this curve flattens, that we will be able in the coming weeks, maybe months, resume our normal activities. But I do think that I always try to look at, you know, what are opportunities even in the darkest times or more difficult times, what can we learn from this situation? And I think that, you know, we've learned alternative ways to be able to provide care or just sustain care for a short period of time until we can get the patient back into our clinic, because ultimately, you know, we are very hands-on as a profession. And, you know, we really, that's a big part of what we do in rehabilitating patients, is putting our hands on them and being able to perform mobilizations and stretches and manual cues. So I think right now what we're learning is just some stopgap measures to help patients recover during this time period of social isolation and distancing. And ongoing, you know, our goal is to be able to get back up and running as we normally do, with providing the same hands-on care that we've always provided.
One thing that I've had the opportunity and privilege to be able to interview many at Cora, and everybody has this desire to help, and everybody says yes. I mean, it just, even as simple as, I've got a question about, I don't care, and I'm not a patient, I can always call Cora, and there will be always somebody that has some sort of answer or a desire to help, which is just a really great thing. It's sort of, it looks like to me that Cora as a whole is just sort of this hub, because I mean, you guys are sort of this central location of answers. It just seems to me that way, and that's the culture that exists at Cora.
Yeah. You know, going back to really our mission is being a rehabilitation and physical therapy resource to our community and providing exceptional patient experiences. That comes in really a variety, looks, you know, in a variety of different ways.
Yeah.
And so we are here to help our patients. We're here to help future patients, people that have questions that we may be able to answer or provide them with resources and opportunities and options to be able to help them recover during this time. Because as we started off our conversation, you know, back pain just doesn't go away because you've all of a sudden you're keeping 6 feet apart from people or that you're having to stay at home. So these problems still exist. And, right. you know, we're sensitive to that. You know, we understand it's changing times and we have to adapt rapidly. And we're coming up with solutions that are really going to fit, you know, our patient, different patient populations. So to answer your question and your statement is yes, we're here to help. And we're always looking to provide solutions for all of our patients.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, you guys have just such a wonderful passion. I love the culture at Corp. Okay, Rob, what's the best way people, if they're saying, hey, gosh, I want to get a hold of Rob. I want to get a hold of Corp. I want to get a hold. What's the best way?
You know, you can obviously follow us on social. You can reach out via our website, corpphysicaltherapy.com. You can check out our store at Therapy Essentials, therapyessentials.corpphysicaltherapy.com.
Yes, that's exactly right. We didn't mention that, and that's an exact, you're right. That'll be out on the Radio Corp platform. I'll be able to have that out there. And what about you? Are you on LinkedIn and all that good stuff?
I'm on LinkedIn. I am. So you can always, you know, reach out to me on LinkedIn.
Very good.
And I'm always available. The email as well at rchorn@corahealth.com. So feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for joining Radio Corp there, Rob. I really appreciate it. And you guys are so essential during this this challenging time. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thanks,
I really appreciate that. And you listeners out there, stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up on the other side and just make sure that we reiterate how you can get a hold of Corp Physical Therapy. So thank you very much and stay tuned. Talk to you later, Rob.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You bet.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That was Rob Seahorn. You got to check him out. Go to his stat card on LinkedIn. Look for Rob Seahorn. He is the Director of Academic Partnership at Corp Physical Therapy. We also talked about, of course, Therapy Essentials. You need to go out to corphysicaltherapy.com. That's corphysicaltherapy.com. Find out more. Everything that you need is right there at that wonderful website. Great people. I mean, you will not be disappointed. Reach out to them if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. They are there to help, and they want to help you succeed, especially during this time. They want to be part of the solution, and they're going to do everything they can to help everybody through this very challenging time. And you people who are in therapy, stay in therapy. Do not cut corners. Do not give up. You got to do it. You're essential. These are essentials. Oh, you got to do it. Oh, by the way, you go out to Therapy Essentials, and they got competitive pricing. Trust me. They're trying to make it as easy as you possibly can. Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are, again, starting Operation Phoenix, and Corp is a part of that. We're gonna rise out of these ashes. We're going to be highlighting sales, marketing, branding. We're going to be talking to about financials, human capital, operations, technology. It's all going to be baked in. Thank you. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. You're changing the world. Thank you very much for joining. Take care and be safe.